Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Senator John Fetterman, DPA, expressed his firm stance against supporting squatters who unlawfully occupy homes, RadarOnline.com has learned. The interview, released on Saturday, shed light on Fetterman's views on the issue that has sparked outrage and dominated conservative news media in recent weeks. Fetterman emphasized his disapproval of squatters taking over private properties by stating, "Squatters have no rights." He strongly criticized the notion of granting rights to individuals who break the law by occupying someone else's home unlawfully. "I am not woke." He highlighted the absurdity of the situation by drawing parallels with other criminal acts, questioning the logic behind affording rights to those who commit such offenses. The senator's comments came in the wake of escalating concerns surrounding squatters, evident in incidents such as a New Yorker being detained for attempting to remove squatters from her own residence. This growing issue has raised alarms about property rights and legal protections for homeowners facing such challenges. Fetterman also addressed his opposition to progressive policies that advocate for lighter sentences for repeat violent offenders. Citing the tragic case of NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, who was allegedly killed by an individual with a substantial criminal record, Fetterman advocated for stricter consequences for such offenders. Fetterman emphasized the importance of holding individuals with extensive criminal histories accountable for their actions, ensuring that they face appropriate repercussions for their offenses. The senator's unwavering stance on these pressing issues reflects a broader debate within society regarding property rights, law enforcement, and criminal justice reform. As communities grapple with the implications of squatters infringing on private property and repeat offenders evading severe penalties, Fetterman's outspoken views contribute to the ongoing discourse on maintaining law and order. This isn't the first time the Pennsylvania senator criticized members of his own party. As RadarOnline.com previously reported, Fetterman rushed to defend Republican Representative Lauren Boebert after her son was arrested. He slammed liberals for their cruelty toward the Republican amid what he called a family in crisis. "This is a family in crisis, and the recreational cruelty I see on social media needs to be out of bounds," Fetterman wrote on Wednesday. The senator then appeared to reference his own history with online bullies after he sought inpatient treatment for clinical depression last year, as well as his clothing choices and political remarks. "I know the impact this has on children. I'm calling for restraint because cruelty has substantial collateral damage," the senator added. "We can't ever forget that they didn't sign up for this."
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.